flowers, eggs, and stones. And it is kind of tempting, I suppose, having them all laid out right here. I know everyone wants to come up and just grab one. Our unit, and I should say then that following the service, the younger ones will get a chance to go hunting for the eggs as soon as we finish here. Our Unitarian Universalist version of Easter Sunday may not be the same as a full-out Trinitarian version or interpretation of this holiday, even if we're calling it flowers, eggs, and stones. But is it all bunnies and flowers, all sweetness and light? Is ours merely a trivial understanding, a secular holiday? The religious stories we tell must have heft and depth. There must be death before we can have life, says one of our faith's adherents. The Passover story of Exodus from captivity only exists because of those who were passed over in order to survive. The Easter story of resurrection from the status quo only prevails because of the death that came first. Both of these are stories that lead us into a new world. We tell the Unitarian Universalist story of Norbert Chopek's life and his diversely populated congregation. It tells of the people's willingness to come together and receive a new kind of ritual, despite the personal pain that each of them had suffered in a land filled with war and fear. These were people who did not do ritual, as Darcy said, for whom religious symbols were toxic, were considered a thing of the past. Yet they, too, were led to something new. They, too, risked a new story. The fact that Chopek was a martyr for his faith, was a martyr as a result of the demonstration of his faith, that he died in the concentration camps, proves that this flower communion, this flower story, was not trivial, that flowers themselves are not trivial. The adaptation of Norbert Chopek's flower ceremony into what has become a communion celebrating diversity, remembering sacrifice, is a fitting Easter recognition, especially in California, where in many ways, for so many days, our seasonal holidays don't quite coincide with the nation's weather. For us Westerners, we coastal dwellers, green blades rising, even though we're going to be singing that, they have been doing that all winter long. Just go look at the top part of our property up there. The green blades rising are that tall. We have not been coming out of the cold, hard husk of winter. It makes sense on this holiday of rebirth and resurrection to commemorate the extraordinary lushness of our exquisite flowers. There are few places in our country where to create a flower communion of such beauty, you need only step out into your yard. No florists with imported growers need apply here. I heard the great state of California derided this past week when all the Supreme Court talk recalled our Prop 8 history. I don't know if you heard some of the same thing yourself, how we're all liberal and all. Did you hear about that? You know, California. Our Attorney General, Kamala Harris, remarked with a smirk how she kept being referred to by the political reviewers as he, because it was simply assumed that attorneys general are men. She wanted to remind us that she's the first woman, the first African American, the first Indian American attorney general. Take that. She didn't say that, but I kind of thought that's what she meant. California. she did say that she refused to enforce Prop 8. And more deeply into this case, the Supreme Court case that's titled Hollingsworth versus Perry tells another story. You know that one? It tells a story of a Berkeley family with four children. That in May 2009, the Alameda County Clerk Registrar, Patrick O'Connell, denied Kristen Perry and Sandra Steer a marriage license because they are a same-sex couple. So, we tell the story of beauty in diversity of flowers. On this particular Easter Sunday, we mark the continuing Passover season that ends April 2nd. We have marked the recent spring equinox with its pagan celebrations of Ostra. We note the coming of the Hindu New Year. We acknowledge that today is the birthday of Cesar Chavez, who said, God gives us the gift of life and allows us to choose the way we will use our limited time on earth. He says, it is an awesome opportunity. We share the miracle and beauty and the fragile gift of flowers. So fragile that sometimes we even have to turn the basket over and sprinkle them on top. Even on this joy-filled day, we come with heaviness in our hearts and on our minds. There is still plenty of pain to go around. The world we now inhabit is rife with injustice, be it that for the 99%, the struggle toward peace, our Earth's changing climate, the human rights not extended to all people. Even in a season of green blades rising, we need stories to tell us that love will come again. Today we start a new life wherever we are. We start over, waking ourselves up to life. These are the themes of spring. Our awesome opportunity to see new things, to see things anew. In flowers, eggs, and stones, we find meaning. We find comfort and hope. We find love in our choice to create community. May we be assured, even in the smallest stories, love will come again. May it be so. Blessed be, and amen.